This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People in Denver have to wear a mask when they are in certain public places starting today. The city's stay-at-home order ends Friday, allowing more businesses to open, but Mayor Michael Hancock says the masks are important to help slow the spread of coronavirus.
It's a symbolic gesture to your neighbor that you care enough about them to wear a mask, and that's what we're asking everyone to do.
Masks must be worn inside businesses, at work, at healthcare facilities, and while waiting in line for transit. When Governor Jared Polis moved Colorado from stay at home to safer at home, he introduced a new variable. Counties could propose their own modifications, and now they're taking him up on it. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
16 of Colorado's 64 counties have asked to loosen the state's pandemic restrictions, according to the advocacy group Colorado Counties Incorporated. The requests have mostly come from rural areas on the western slope and the eastern plains, where cases are relatively rare. Moffitt County has asked to reopen gyms, stores, movie theaters, and places of worship with distancing requirements. Polis said that counties must have a containment plan and low or declining case counts to get an exception. Only Eagle and Mesa counties have been approved so far. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is joining 10 other attorneys general around the U.S. in asking the Justice Department to investigate potential price fixing by meatpackers. They say the concentrated market structure of the beef industry makes it susceptible to manipulation, especially during times of food insecurity like the current pandemic. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.